We are just talking about God is love. With whom should we love? Whom should we love? God is love. Our heart, soul, and also love in its nature. You see, that love is innate in ourselves, and it is natural that love wants somebody, to be loved by somebody, and to love somebody. Every man wants, I should love somebody, I must have somebody to love, and somebody should be there who should love me. It is nothing but nature. Now the question is, whom should we love? Our soul is a conscious entity. Love is innate in its nature. It requires something with whom we should love. A conscious entity should love with all conscious God, naturally. Our love has been just something which is not conscious, less conscious. Our material world, outward engagement, outward attachment. The result is we go where we love. So man's body is the highest sprung in creation, in the highest thing that we can achieve here in this man body is to go back to the house of our father. The true home of our self, which is conscious, is the true home of our father, which is our conscience. So we should love God, who is immune from coming and going, you see. He is ever existent in all eternity. So all this world came into being by His wish. It is all His expression. The point is, whom we have not seen, how can He love Him? So, we should love God, but to love God, we must be able to see Him. We must be able to come in contact with Him, enjoy His society, His company. For that purpose, God resides in every heart, but blessed is the heart in which He is manifest. The manifested God in man is to be loved so that the God in him may by radiation boost up our love which is in us already and give us something permanent which is never to decay. And that is God in us already existing, the controlling power which keeps us in the body. So to love God, the first step is to love such human pole in which He manifests, the God in man, or man in God. You know, He speaks as inspired by God. Although the words appear to be coming through the throat of a human pole, but it is not He speaking, but the God in Him is speaking. Guru Nanak said one place, I talk what God speaks to me. I am mere a puppet, mere the mouthpiece of God. So whom should we love? We should love God, so that we should have our eternal life, never to return to the world. We may be sent as a teachers to the world, but not as convicts. So just to have contact with God, we should have society with such people, such like persons in whom God is manifest, and who is competent to open our inner eye to see God. What God? Not absolute, but God into expression, which is the cause of all creation, which is imminent in every form, which is pervading all, animate and inanimate. So love with Him will afford us eternal life. But how to have contact with that God, the God which is manifested in the human body? So as a matter of reverence, Master sometimes speak of, if God is standing there in human form, when God is manifest, both are standing before us. One side God is standing, the other side the human form in which God is manifest. Whom should pay reference? Naturally, the human form at which God is manifest, because if He does not meet us, how can we have love for God unless we see Him? So manifesting God in man gives us an experience of the God in us. So as a matter of reverence, we say, all right, we should bow down to the God in man rather than God in man. Because the latter can only be contacted through the love of God which is manifested in man already. That is why they say, I will bow down to the human form in which is manifest, and then pay obeisance to the God. So this is as a matter of reverence. Godman can be the greater of God, mind that. But for the God in him, we pay respect to him, because for him only we have been able to see, have some glimpse of God. So, Kate, we have to, should serve first God, and then the God in man. Both are good things which are lead us to the way back to God, to eternal life. Why God? Because by coming in contact with God only we can be emancipated from the wheel of transmigration. And to the God in man, because He gives us a contact with the God in us. You see? So both things are inseparable. Without the one, you cannot do the other. So the love of God is the love of God in man, and the love of God in man is the love of God. So Maulana Rumi says, if you come nearby such a human form in God is manifest, you are nearer to God. You are sitting by Him. You want to sit in the presence of God, then sit in the presence of some human pole at which He is manifest. For example, there is a powerhouse. One switch is in tune, contacted with the powerhouse. If you sit by the switch, which is such like, you see, it is just sitting quite close to the powerhouse. These are some things you need to explain, certain things. This electricity is pervading all through creation, all through. But that does not do us any good, unless that electricity is just collected together in some powerhouse, and that any switch which is in contact with the powerhouse, it does wonders of work for us. Really. So both things are necessary. Love of God, because that's the ultimate goal, that will bring us to His home, give us eternal life, and the human pole in which it manifests. Because the God in Him only can give us a contact with God. So both things are necessary. So, whom you go, you have got love, you see. The outward experience what we can have of the love of God is the constant remembrance, sweet remembrance of God, which you can never forget. Whom you love, you are always remembering in your heart of hearts. You are attracted like anything. How that love developed for when the child is born. Mother has been loving her, the child. Naturally, he has got affinity as a heart with the mother. For little thing, he never forgets. For little, everything, he always remembers mother. He must go to her lap. Whether he die in jaya or any trouble also, he will always just go to the lap of the mother. So constant contact with the mother has created love in the child too. It is first he who loves us, not I. So it is the Godman who loves us, and our love is only reciprocal. Whom you love, That is where will you go? Where he? If he is not in the transmigration, he has got the eternal home, you will also go to his home, never to return. Now, whom you remember in your heart of hearts, then, that reaction there, whom you love in him. So God says in the Quran, I mean, Holy Scripture of the Mohammedans, God says, I love those who love me. I remember those who remember me. If we love God, naturally, there is a reaction in his heart. But whom can we really remember, you see, love him, whom we have got contact with him. That contact which we can have, it is already in us, controlling power in us, keeping us in the body. So man body is the temple of God in which God resides and we also reside. You see? So constant remembrance, sweet remembrance is bliss giving, you see. Especially in cases when man has a contact with that thing. Whether you have seen him and enjoyed his love, that love becomes embedded in your heart, you see. Moses once was he said he was the best lover of God in the world. So he requested God to let him know anybody else who loves him. So they say that God sent him to a bird sitting on a tree. He went to him. He talked, well, are you going on all right? Said, yes. Is there any difficulty with you? Experience, he said, there is one difficulty. I am very much in trouble. And what is that? He says, here's a spring of water flowing under the tree. The time that takes me from flying from the true tree to go down to that pool of water, that time is very much trouble because I forgot the name of it. For the time I am sipping that water, you see. So Moses was ashamed to see that even a bird has got more love of God rather than me. So this is something to show whether we have love for God. God ordered Abraham to sacrifice what is most dear to him. And he first sacrificed a lamb, then a camel. Then he sacrificed, took his son to be sacrificed in the name of God. And God stopped. That turned into sheep. Anyhow, God wants, love demands every sacrifice from us. Mind that. Who is the lover of God? Who can sacrifice everything for the name of God? Can we? Can we judge we have got love for God? For trifling things you say, oh, we have no time to remember God, you know. To love these sacrifice of everything, even of your life, what to speak of out of it. To love is God and God is love, you see. Whom should we love? We should love God. We are conscious entities, we should love God because He is all consciousness. We are drop of the ocean of all consciousness. And next to Him, whom should we love? Where God is manifested. It is not for the human pole we love Him, but for the God manifested in the human pole. Of course, that is blessed in which He is manifested. Why? For service, two things are very essential. One, the love of God, the other, love of the human pole at which He is manifested. The God in man or man in God. For the latter, because it gives a contact with God within us, and for the former, because by coming in contact with Him, we reach our true home, never to return. So we have love for the God in man. Where will He go? Where He will go? He comes from the house of our Father. It is God who sends Him to the world. If we love Him, God loves Him. As Christ said, yes, those who love Me, He is loved by My Father. And when He is loved by My Father, I manifest Myself into Him. So these are the words you see expressed by almost all masters who came in the past. So for service there are two things most essential. One, love of God. We are love, innate in ourselves, in our soul. It has to be attached to somebody. Unfortunately, it has been attached to the world outside, material world. So we are coming again and again and again to the world, because where we love, we have to go. If we develop love in us for God, which is a very controlling power within us, then naturally we will go to his home, to the home of our Father. But to go there, the intermediary way is God in man. We love God in man, naturally that is love of God, that creates, dwells love in us for God. So that is why, you see, people say that the love of God, man, is the love of God. For the latter, first step is necessary, because he opens our inner eye to see the God into expression power. So the question was, for that we have to sacrifice everything, you see. Now we can judge where we stand. The highest aim, as I told you, in man body is to know God, to reach God, to go back to our Father's home. We'll go where we are attached, whose love we have dwelt in us. We have been coming again and again to the world. Why? Because we are attached to the world. Now in man body you got fortunate, we have this man body, the highest rung in creation. If we dwell love in us for God, through the grace of a God in man, then we will go where? To our home, to the home of our Father. For this purpose we have to dwell love for the God in man. Teacher of a man is a man, like us. He talks from our level and dwells love in us, gives a contact within us, opens the inner eye to see the love of God, to see the light of God and the music of all spheres. So we have come to know, remain in any religion you like, you see. The main purpose is to go back to our home, to the home of our Father. And also, while on earth we should have what? Peaceful life. We can only have peaceful life if we dwell love for all. For all, why? For the God in them. Why? We are all brothers and sisters in God. We are conscious entities, doves of the ocean of all consciousness. So by loving, by love, you see, if it is directed to right source, it gives us peace here and hereafter both. May thy kingdom come on earth. This is what is mentioned. So whom should we love? God. How can we love God? For the God is man. Who is in contact with that? The love of God, man, is the love of God. Where will he go? He is overflowing with the love and intoxication of God. He is not bound to the earth. He is sent here to guide the child humanity and go back to his home. If we love him, where will go? Where he goes? If he is not to return to the world, why should we return? How can we return? You follow me? These two things are very essential. So this is among the six, you see, there is a prayer always. O God, grant us love, the company of those who are mouthpiece of the God in man, or who are the God in man. The peaceful mouthpiece of the God, of the one who is God in man, who is manifest, the God in man is manifesting in him, and the God in man and God. Such a society in which I should, my love always is directed to you. Such like society we need, you see. It is the very highest, I think, prayer we can have. Oh God, let us meet those people in which you are manifest, who are overflowing with the love of you. You see? Such like society of God grant us. For such like people, you see, how long till the end of the world? Any lover wants to die in the lap of his beloved, is it not? All through life. Even up to the last breaths we have to take, you see. Why? Such like people, you see, love of them will lead us to love of God. It is really a love of God, you see. Loving a God-man is the love for the God in him, naturally it is love of God. Such like people where they laid their feet, those became places of pilgrimages. Christ was born in Jerusalem. Thousands and thousands of others were born there. Not for that reason, because so many thousands were born there, but for Christ he was born there. So that place was sanctified by the birth of a master. Makkah, Medina, the place is sanctified by Prophet Muhammad. So that is the place of pilgrimage for all Muhammadans in the world. Jerusalem is a place of pilgrimage for all the Christians in the world. And all other places you will find the while the places have become the places of pilgrimages because some saint, some God in man resided there, lived there. For that is those places have become respectable. And further, why? Because they can our soul which is just identified with the body in outward attachments, he is competent to withdraw our soul from us, attention from outside, raise up, drag up from the level of the outward faculties and open the inner eye to see the light of God. When you become the conscious co-worker of the divine plan, who is there to bring you back to the world? So this is for that reason, you see. You may have been, you see, away from God for thousands of years back. But once you meet a God in man, he gives you contact with God. If you dwell that, then naturally your coming and going is ended. You go back to your home, you see. So love of God needs implicit obedience to him. To love the words of God in man is the true love of the God in man. Not mere outward obeisance, but the respect of the words, to the words he expressed, to live up to them, you see. We should, that God in man is already resides in the word personified within us by giving the context of the word within us. So when he is there, resides himself there with you, and you don't transcend any limitations, any things, what he says, you should abide by and not transcend them. If such a man is there, then he need not fear all the world or anybody. He will be beloved of God. Who is loved by the Master, is loved by the Father, God in him, and whom the God loves, then Christ says, I will manifest myself. God appears in the form of God in man. It is the grace of God which affords us that privilege. And once he is manifest in us, he talks to us just as that. We talk outside. He is our counselor, unpaid, in all our affairs, outward and inner, both. So we have to, this today's talk was about whom should we love and why. Should love God for the sake of the love of God, naturally, in whom God is manifested. He can teach us, he can give us a contact with God. So love God first, then love the God in man next, and no other. For all others we should have love because all souls are the conscious entities drops of the ocean of all consciousness, and all bodies are controlled by God, that controlling power. So naturally who loves God, he loves all creation, whether animate or inanimate. this we have to dwell, you see, in the man body only, which we fortunately have got it. And for that purpose we go to the feet of some master, some God in man. And that also, who did such there? Grace of God. No son of man can do it, you see. It's all grace of God. When that grace descends, he is brought in contact with somebody at whose impulse is manifest. Blessed are they who have such a contact, such a society, such a company. That's a sign, that foreshadow that they are going back to their homes, to homes, you see. So, aap samjhe bhai, kisse pyar karna chahiye? बड़ी मोटी बात परमात्मा से, जो जन्म भर से रहता है, उसके बाद ऐसी ऐसी जिसके अंदर वो प्रकट फॉर यू गॉड इन हिम, उसका प्यार दोनों ही चाहिए। पहले के लिए प्यार इसलिए चाहिए कि वो तक प्रभु प्रकट और हमें प्रकट कर सकता, पूजी दे सकता, और दूसरे के लिए इसलिए कि उसके मिलने से जन्म भर खत्म हो सकता है, हमेशा के लिए हम प्रभु के घर में जा सकते हैं। तो किसी समाज में रहो, समाजों में कोई फर्क नहीं, यही तालीम है जो हर एक समाज में, दिस इज वेरी टीचिंग गिवन इन ऑल रिलीजन, ऑल मास्टर्स हु केम दी फॉर द गेव द सेम टीचिंग। एंड दिस ऑफ कोर्स वी आर नॉट टू ओनली रीड आउट और हेयर इट, बट जस्ट द मोस्ट पार्ट ऑफ इट वी जस्ट हैव इन आवर ओन लाइफ, लिव अप टू दैट लेवल। And the more nearer we are to God, and the more we derive the most benefit from the man body we have got here. So, bhaiyo, ye baatein jo aapko samjhai jaati hain, ye samjhne ke liye nahi, karne ke liye. Agar karo to mere 2 mahine, 4 mahine jeevan badal jayega. Sunte bahut hain, kyunki hamara jeevan hai nahi. Isliye sunkar ek kaan se suna, dusre se nikal diya. या एक कान से सुना के मुंह से निकाल लिया लोगों को सुनाने के लिए, और अपने जीवन में उसका कोई हिस्सा नहीं आया, तो क्या फायदा। ये बातें तो मैं ग्रंथों पोथी में भरी पड़ी है, फिर उसको थोड़ा सा डाइजेस्ट करके आपके सामने पेश किया जाता है। डोंट यू थिंक सो ऑल दिस व्हाट इज गिवन टू यू इट इज ओनली व्हाट द मास्टर हैव द राइट व्यू ऑफ दीज थिंग्स, दीज आर गिवन इन बुक्स। Some people hear from 1 ear and they go out from through the other ear. Others people hear and give it through the mouth to tell other people, you know so much. Both these things don't give you any real benefit, you see. Unless that very thing forms a part and parcel of your life. The food that is digested gives you strength. Otherwise that will result in diseases, you see, vanity and other things. तो भाई ये बात आपने सुनी, इसके जीवन में रोज दिन कोई ना कोई एस्पेक्ट आपके सामने आता, कभी एक कभी दूसरा कभी तीसरा कभी चौथा, पता लग गया उसके साथ लिव करना शुरू कर दो जीवन पटक। बाकी ये रहा भाई भजन के लिए, भजन बहुत जरूरी है, उस भजन को संभालने के लिए डायरी नहायत जरूरी है, वो जरूर रखो। तो वो जब आते हो पहले भजन बैठ जाओ, डायरी रखो, नहीं जिसका बनता वो अलहदा समझ कर बैठ जाया करो, ताकि जो फायदा, ये सिर्फ इंफॉर्मेशन है कि लिव अप करना है ना भजन की मोह, जिसका भजन नहीं बना उसका कुछ नहीं बना। जितने झगड़े रगड़े हैं सिर्फ भजन के नाम ने, अहंकार आ जाता, मैं बहुत कुछ जानता हूँ, मैं हाथू हूँ, हर एक को ले मरता, काल का कायदा है, हर एक को ले मरता, बंद कहो काल कहो, हर एक को अपने अपने जो मेरे सब समझते कि मेरे सिवा कुछ नहीं हो सकता, मैं ही सब कुछ हूँ, अरे मैं सारे मिलकर उसी एक की सेवा करती हूँ, वेर ऑल लेबरर्स इन द विनयार्ड ऑफ गॉड, परमात्मा की खेती बहुत है, फसल बहुत है, लेबर अनवांटेड, गनीमत समझो जिनको ये सेवा मिल जाए, उनको ज़्यादा हम्बल होना चाहिए, निम्र होना चाहिए, वो भी यहाँ का खड़ा, हमारे सिवा क्या कर सकते, उसी का झगड़ा क्या है, इसी को छोड़ने के लिए आए थे किसी महापुरुष के चरणों में, और वही बीमारी वहाँ और अकड़ कर होगी तो क्या है। तो महापुरुष हमारे दूर सुनाया करते थे, बछड़ा दूर से आकर दूध पी जाता, और जब चिड़चिड़ पास रहने वाला खून पीता रहता, गाय के थनों पर चिड़चिड़ खून पीता, दूध तो नहीं पीता ना, तो पास रहना बड़ी बरकत, इससे पूरा फायदा उठाओ। मगर उसमें अगर मैं बना आ गया तो गया मरेगा, आपस को कर कछु ना जुड़ा हुआ बानिए तो बड़ी साहब, जो समझ लगे मेरे साथ नहीं हो सकता, अरे भाई उसको फायदा नहीं मिल सकता। तो भाई मानो जन से पूरा फायदा उठाओ, आपको सत्संग मिलता है इससे भी पूरा फायदा उठाओ, क्या भाई आओ।